You are listening to 漫画先生。
Thank you for listening first to the Manga Sensei podcast. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot to me and everyone who listens or deals with my attempts at improving how Japanese is taught. I do appreciate it. Today, we're going to be going over a question particle. Now, you're thinking, well, isn't that ka? We know ka. It is not ka. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about formality, and we're also going to be talking about the differences between male and female speech, because today we are using a version of language that is often a male informal version of how to ask a yes or no question. Now, I know it seems very, very specific, but I wanted to use this lesson to talk about how men and women speak differently. So the word is kai. So you'll sometimes hear men say, isn't Japanese interesting? As in a yes or no question. And so they'll say something like, ah, Nihongo wa omoshiroi kai? Omoshiroi kai? And you'll be like, omoshiroi desu yo? Or, omoshiroi desu. Yes, it is interesting. So it's informal, plain form noun. Or so they say like, ah, Nihon ni iku kai? Are you going to Japan? Nihon ni. So Nihon, Japan. Ni, directional marker. Iku, to go. Kai. Iku kai? Itta kai? Did you go? Do you go to Japan? Yes or no? Now you can add no in between there. Iku no kai? Usually makes it a yes or no question. But let's talk about males in speaking Japanese. Gentlemen, men, boys. Men tend to be less polite in informal situations than women, particularly when talking to women. Now, this is not a discourtesy or a sign that men are higher than women in Japanese. Simply put, it's simply the different styles in speaking. For example, I'm a 28-year-old guy. I speak Japanese like a 28-year-old guy. When I speak to my wife, when I speak to my friends that are women, like Miku or Kemushi-chan, for example, or Japanese horror stories, all of these wonderful women, I speak to them appropriately for my age and for my reputation and for all those things. For example, Miku is my same age. I talk to her like my buddy. I call myself Ore. I use a low level of Japanese. I don't particularly have to use honorifics with her. Not because I don't respect Miku. That's just the opposite. We're close enough that I can omit a lot of that unnecessary roundabout ways of speaking that Japanese uses. The more polite you are, the more roundabout you tend to be with something. In the opposite way, people who I'm not as familiar with, I speak more formally towards. Women in Japanese culture tend to be, in speaking, more polite than their male counterparts. So, Miku, well, she dressed herself as like Atachi or Watashi with me, sometimes even Boku, if I'm thinking correctly. She just tends to, how she speaks, use more polite expressions. She's also a native speaker. Women in the home, mothers, as well as women who are seen as traditional matriarchs of a home, will speak differently than their husbands. Often you'll hear men speak using the form, the base four command form. This does not mean they're trying to degrade the one they speak to. They're simply being more frank and direct, which implies a closeness. Now, there are, of course, opportunities where that is not necessarily what you say, but how you say it that is inappropriate. So, for example, I would never use, when speaking to an elder in Japan, a person who's older than me by a considerable margin, in a rude way. However, if I did, it would most likely be put on my ignorance as a non-native of Japan. Japan, I'm going to say it like that, of Japan. So I want to make sure that people understand that the formalities, for example, women will also use different endings. So, for example, in a next episode here, we're probably going to talk about, in the next week or so, talk about kashida, which is a female expression. Do suru kashida? To not know something, in a very feminine way of putting things. You'll often hear women use an informal version of no as a question marker as opposed to a male. That is not to say that, however, there is a male / female verbiage in Japanese. Many languages, such as Latin languages, will use things, will have a gender. Telephones, beards, many nouns have a male or a female gender to them. That is not the case in Japanese. So I simply want you to know there's a difference, and I want you to know that if a male is speaking and asking an informal yes or no question, you will hear kai often. It's not crazy. I use it, but I use it with my buddies and usually amongst other men, and I usually say, ja, so can you iku kai? Kai, kai, kai. just kind of logarou kai. If you'd like to try it, please do. Remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes in learning Japanese, not just speaking, but also listening. So make sure to test out those listening ears and check out some Japanese today. Thank you so much.